Good morning and welcome to our service of worship here at Philippi Baptist Church on this, the third Sunday in Advent. We begin our service this morning with one of our high points. We're welcoming our children's choir, directed by Sarah Cobb and accompanied by Michelle Moore. They will be singing three selections, maybe four. I saw three ships. He comes from the glory. We wish you a Merry Christmas and Jingle Bells.
From the glorious kingdom.
our children for giving glory to God with their music. And now is our time for greeting. I invite you to rise and greet each other in the name and the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Real quick, we stand back up again. I'm not sure I'm ready for that.
I think this has to be the favorite time of the service for a lot of folks. If you are a guest or a member, please sign your name in the attendance folder found in your pew. I direct your attention to the announcements that are in the bulletin, and I want to give you a special reminder that the diaconate continues to accept donations for a Christmastime gift of appreciation for our hardworking church employees. So please give your donation to Kelly Bracey or Carolyn Davis this week if possible, or through the week, and even up to the beginning of the church service next week. I'm usually at the last minute myself, and I've got to pat myself on the back because I remembered today. So please remember that before next Sunday. Judd has informed me that the Alderson Broaddus University Christmas program that was canceled last week when the big storm came has been rescheduled for this afternoon at 3 p.m. Now, there will be only one performance, but that's always magnificent, so please be sure and come to that. But don't have your dinner yet or get too comfortable, because when you're finished with that marvelous performance, we invite you to come back down here to the church at 6 p.m. for our children's service. Is that correct? So we're going to look forward to all of that Christmas activity all day. I guess if it's possible to OD on Christmas, we'll find out today. I want to direct your attention to the choir presentation flyer in your bulletin. Our choir will be presenting its musical Christmas selections this afternoon, or today, excuse me, this service, and we want you to be aware of the selections that will be presented. I also want to make particular mention to the fact that the choir will have a soloist accompanist who will be playing the flute. And her name is Natalie Balog, and we look forward to hearing from Natalie along with the choir. Craig Cobb told me that one of the announcements up there earlier today said that we were having dinner after church. Is that right, Craig? We did that last Sunday, so I'm gonna have to disappoint anybody whose appetite has been whetted. So, okay, are there any other announcements that need to be made before we continue on? Then I invite you all to stand as our praise team calls us to worship.
This morning we have a couple songs that you'll recognize. Two of them are a little different than probably what you're used to. Like this one is Joy to the World, you know it, but it's got a different chorus. So definitely sing loud for the parts you know, and feel free to learn the parts you don't know.
The
He's another familiar one. But instead of going on with the song, we're going to do this same melody again. Just changes words a little bit.
Jesus.
Great God, first and foremost, we just want to thank you for sending your son, that he could be born on this day, that he would come to save us. We just thank you for that ultimate gift and that price that you gave to us. I just want to pray for this worship service, that we just use this service to worship you and to draw closer to you and learn more about you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Out of Isaiah chapter 35, may we hear the words of prophecy today. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. May the Lord add richly to the reading of his word.
Technology, I can't handle it. The gospel of Jesus is the good news. God so loved the world that God entered our world in a new way and will do so again. God has offered us new life that begins now and is eternal.
We light this third candle rejoicing in God our Savior who has come to make all things new.
Let us pray. Holy God, we proclaim the good news that you are with us, that we have the promise of new life in you. Amen.
Good morning. We get to sing a Christmas carol together, and we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing if you use your hymnal. It's number 106, and I invite all to rise for the singing of this wonderful carol.
Joyful, Lord. Lord, indeed, we watch the herald angels sing in glory to you, but we are called to be part of that heavenly choir. We are called to be angelic enough that others will be called to the gospel of Christ. And we are also called to support the efforts of this, your church here in Philippi, this, your church around the world, in advancing the cause of Christ. So, Lord, we bring you these gifts. They are but a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. But we gratefully and humbly present these before you, and we ask that you accept them. In the name of the newborn Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.
As we have opportunity to go to the Lord in prayer, we do thank you for the updates that we have received throughout the week. Ruth Mahaffey has been moved to an extended care facility right across from University High School up in Morgantown, and we want to continue to keep Cheryl Blankenship's mom and her dad, Delbert, in our prayers as they go through this time of transition. They are able to get her up a couple hours every day, but even that is a struggle, and so we want to continue to keep our prayers with them. We are thankful that we have many ways to get our prayer requests to Philippi Baptist. If you go on our website, you can leave prayer requests there, and Corey and Jordan Bodkins did that this week, and it says, please pray for my mom. She's having a hard time with her heart, and it has to be catheterized on January 2nd. She's also battling uncontrolled diabetes, suffers from depression and anxiety. Thanks, Corey and Jordan Botkins and Sabrina Dalton. So we thank you for allowing that method to be used so that we can know of your needs and your prayer requests even sooner. And we, Melissa, we're so glad you're here with us this morning, and we're going to keep you in our prayers. All right? Is that okay? Okay, great. Amen. We do want to remember Stephanie Hinkle as well. Charles was saying she's not feeling very well this morning, and she continues to suffer with some back pain there. But Charles would also like to thank God for our friends at the Philippi Baptist Church. We have the privilege of going to the Lord in prayer, and we get to do that even at this time. I would like our prayer today to be, though, an opportunity for us to hear yet another voice in this candle of joy that was lit. I wanted to share an article with you and use that as our prayer today. Richard Seltzer, a surgeon and gifted writer, in his book Mortal Lessons, describes a poignant scene in a hospital room that speaks to us about an early Christmas gift. I stand by the bed where a young woman lies, her face post-operative, her mouth twisted in palsy, clownish looking, a tiny twig of the facial nerve, the one that allows her muscles to stay taut, has been severed. She will be thus from now on. The surgeon had followed with religious fervor the curve of her flesh. Nevertheless, to remove the tumor in her cheek, the nerve had to be cut. Her young husband is in the room. He stands on the opposite side of the bed, and together they seem to dwell in the evening lamplight, isolated from the doctor that was present as well. Who are they? I ask myself. This doctor says, who is this wry-mouthed lady who I have made, who gaze at and touch each other so generously, so greedily? Will my mouth always look like this? She asks. Yes, the doctor says, it will. It's because the nerve was cut. She nods and is silent, but the young man smiles. I like it, he says. It's kind of cute. All at once, I know who he is. I understand and I lower my gaze. One is not bold in an encounter with God. Unmindful, he bends to kiss her, crooked mouth, and I am so close I can see how he twists his own lips to accommodate hers. To show her that their kiss still works, he twists his own lips to accommodate her crooked mouth. Is there not a beautiful and powerful sense in which that is what was transpiring in the Bethlehem stable and continued to transpire throughout the life and, yes, death of our Lord Jesus, the great accommodation? God in Jesus twisted his lips to accommodate the crooked and desperately needy mouth of humanity. We are called by Jesus himself to be like him, to follow his example, to conform to his image. Does this not mean that we, in whom Christ dwells, must twist our lips to kiss, love, embrace, befriend, accommodate to the crooked and the needy mouths of people all around who need the touch of the Savior? I'm always moved at this time of year by the absolute radical, breathless action of God in expressing his love in such a humble yet mysterious way. For me, it expresses in terms I can understand the motive and method that shaped his encounter with us. I trust that we will allow the lips of God to twist in such a way to accommodate our crooked lips. That is what he came for. That is what he died for. And that is what he is doing in the world today. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Tell what the star's made of.
Music.
It's made of music. That's right, a star. And Chet did a really cool thing with his star this morning. What do you think? It's our new Baptist yarmulke.
I don't get it.
That's okay. I didn't get it. It looks like a star, and it's made out of music. Now, why is the star so significant? Why is it important?
Because it's the star of Bethlehem.
It's the star of Bethlehem? Did you have something?
And also that Jesus is actually the center of the universe, and we all know that the center of the universe probably has a star or a thousand on it.
Well, we know that the center of our galaxy, is the sun, and that everything revolves around the sun. That's exactly right. And it also
the sun
is
makes a complete run around the Milky Way galaxy. It's like 250 million years.
Absolutely. And so these little stars help us remind us today that Jesus is the star of the world. And it's really neat that it was made out of music. Miss Sarah Ferguson made all these. Do any of you have your stars up there? You still have your stars? Look at this, guys. What's these stars? Are they close? Are they pretty close? Yeah, like we have stars everywhere. And just like we can take these little stars with us, we get to take Jesus everywhere we go.
I would like to see people play music after those stars.
We'd like to see, Well, we're going to hear about the stars.
Put them on your tree.
I'm going to put these on that tree over there. What do you think? Would that be a good idea? All right. Well, let's have a word of prayer today to this great star that we call Jesus. Jesus, we're thankful that you are the great star. That we can allow our lives to rotate around you, to let you be the center of all that we do. We want you to shine bright in our lives and shine bright in this place that we live. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
From the Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Glory for his blood on God.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Thank you.
from the Gospel according to Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. from the prophet Isaiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Would you please stand with us for the benediction and then our choral response? With joy in our hearts, we give you praise this morning. We thank you that you sent your bundle of joy so that we could have life. Now may we go out and share that joy with your world. And all God's people said,
amen.